This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
This buds for InBev.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Shares of Anheuser-Busch floated up 7% in after-hours trading. That's because the maker of Budweiser says it's taking a look at an unsolicited bid from European beer maker InBev. The bid is worth nearly $47 billion. That breaks down to $65 a share. Fuel protests around the world continue this week. A trucker strike in Spain is in its fourth day. As you may have heard, a striker died Tuesday when a van drove through a picket line. In Portugal, a protester was killed in a similar incident. Danny Wood joins us now with more from Madrid. We're hearing reports, Danny, today a Volvo plant and an Audi plant in Belgium can't operate because of what's happening in Spain.
Yes, that's right. I mean, this strike is affecting the economy on quite a wide scale. Car parts aren't being delivered to car factories in Spain as well as in Belgium. Two big car plants employing several thousand people have simply shut down because they're not getting the parts. But on a very fundamental consumer level, food simply isn't getting into the main warehouses that receive food for the big cities. So in Madrid, we've seen the supermarket shelves in many supermarkets emptying completely.
We've been hearing about similar strikes around the world. Do you get a sense that what's happening in Spain is sort of giving the other protests fuel, so to speak?
Yes, you could say that. There's certainly an international resonance to these strikes. They, in fact, started in France about a month ago with fishermen complaining about the cost of their fuel. That fishermen strike, which blocked off ports in France, spread to Spain, then became a truck driver's strike here in Spain, which is supported in Portugal, in Italy, in France. And now there are noises of a possible smaller scale strike in the United Kingdom.
What's going to bring this to an end?
Well, at the moment, there's really no sign of that. The government here in Spain has pledged to talk with the European Union about solving this fuel crisis and making things easier for the truck drivers. But really, we're not getting any sort of concrete idea of those sorts of solutions yet.
Danny Wood is a journalist based in Madrid. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Oil prices eased a bit today as the dollar gained strength. Still, oil stands at more than $135 a barrel. At the same time, gasoline is another penny higher. The national average price for a gallon of regular stands at $4.06. California's prices are the highest. The Dow fell nearly 206 points yesterday to 12,803. The Nasdaq was down 55 points to 2,394. The S&P 500 lost 23 to 1,335. The Nikkei lost 2% today. Shares in Europe are edging higher. The UK, France, and Germany are about to welcome more Starbucks stores. The company is planning to license 150 new locations in those countries over the next 3 years. The company is expanding its international profile to offset tepid sales here at home. The new European stores will be located at airports and railway stations.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thriveand.com/retirement. And by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com.
1 million people worldwide die from malaria every year, most in sub-Saharan Africa and poorer sections of Southeast Asia. Major League Soccer's Houston Dynamo is teaming up with Nothing But Nets. It's an organization that distributes bed nets in the developing world. $10 from each ticket will go directly to Nothing But Nets. Meanwhile, in Seattle, a well-funded nonprofit is pouring millions into testing malaria vaccines. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Ethan Lindsay tells us, the lab's testing methods are a little unusual.
This is our insectary.
Think of this place as a malaria hotel. But instead of paying nightly rates, guests will get compensated several thousand dollars for their stays. That's because these accommodations will include mosquitoes infected with malaria.
We put the mosquitoes into a small ice cream container. Just put that next to somebody's skin and the mosquitoes will feed on their skin.
Dr. Patrick Duffy could be considered the innkeeper. His actual job title is the director of the malaria program at the Seattle Biomedical Research Institute.
That's where the dissection of the mosquitoes are done.
It's one of the world's top malaria research centers. That's in large part due to the Gates Foundation. They've donated $350 million to the development of a malaria vaccine. Malaria can cause flu-like symptoms and is often deadly because the virus lives in the liver and spreads through the body in the blood. Duffy says a vaccine is now possible and would save millions of lives. So he says infecting people with a dangerous malaria virus is a small price to pay.
The reason that people are interested in this is their awareness of the suffering. And to be presented in our community, Seattle, where we don't have any malaria, with the opportunity to do something, I think that that inspires people.
He says he thinks some volunteers are interested in a quick, though not necessarily painless, $1,000 payday. The lab will give subjects a trial vaccine and then infect them with the virus. Duffy says for a week, people can go to work, ride the bus, sleep next to their spouses. Then they get put up in the hotel. If the vaccine doesn't work, they'll be given a drug that will cure them. Duffy says his lab has gone the extra mile to ensure safety. But despite the safeguards, volunteers shouldn't think it's just another way to make a buck. Or so says Buddy Ullman, a malaria researcher at Oregon Health and Sciences University.
People are getting paid a lot of money to get exposed to the malarial parasite, and some of these people will get sick. The listeners do not want to acquire falciparum malaria. That's not a fun disease.
Seattle Biomedical Research Institute says it hopes to begin formal trials by next year. Interested? It's still accepting volunteer applications. In Seattle, I'm Ethan Lindsay for Marketplace.
Go to our website, marketplace.org, to see pictures of the Seattle Biomedical Lab and to learn how to volunteer. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.